It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVos.
That's
Souvlaki. I thought it was Souvlaki. That's what creepy uncle calls me. But not to bring him up.
Yes.
Just forget I said that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for not bringing. Thank you for
I
not bringing him up.
Didn't mean to bring anything like that up.
I'm in trouble. I am. I'm broadcasting live today from Creepy Uncle's basement.
Mm-hmm.
If people are watching this on the CLTV and wondering where I am, that's currently where I am.
There's no surveillance allowed inside the basement.
No.
Can't put a camera on you.
No. I don't even joke
sure
about that.
We want to see that.
Don't even joke about that right now, because that is there's nothing but trouble right there. All right.
Forget I said it all.
Do we have Stone Pony standing by? Is that right?
Oh, I'm with you.
Oh, thank God.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Thank God. You have no idea how what trouble and travail I'm going through right now.
You're in a basement right now?
I am. I'm mm-hmm. actually, and you know, Creepy Uncle, he's a member of our family here.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy who lives in a basement. He's got a pit in the basement, and he's got a tinfoil hat. Very stylish, and
mm-hmm.
he's invited me down here, and he won't let me out. So that's why I'm currently sort of in a remote-ish kind of situation. All right,
okay.
Now you're the in part and now you're the West Coast editor for ABC News Radio, but also you're an aviation expert and geek like I am myself. Let's talk a little bit about what this change in the rules about flights coming in from these countries in the Middle East in terms of small electronics is all about. First of all, do we know how they've come up with this rule? Is it from some sort of intelligence that was garnered? Because I know the White House earlier said that it had something to do with that Yemen raid and that they learned something there. What do we know about that?
Yeah, so we know it's from intelligence. The Department of Homeland Security won't say how they got that intelligence, where it came from, if it was because of the Yemen raid. And in fact, a senior official a few minutes ago, we asked him, okay, was it the Yemen raid? And the response from that official was, I don't know anything about the Yemen raid. So we all know the Yemen raid that went on. It may or may not have come from that. It may be ISIS related. It may be Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula related. It may be some other group related. But the countries involved are all in the Middle East and Northern Africa. And the belief here is that the concern is that there could be an explosive that is packed into a consumer electronic, like one that went off in Somalia not that long ago that blew a hole in the side of the plane. Luckily, that one was just taking off, was at a low altitude, so they were able to come back around and land. You do that at altitude over the Atlantic Ocean, and it would rip the plane apart because of pressurization, and it would be over at that point. So they're trying, it appears, to prevent any kind of a bomb being smuggled on board. But this is going to be a big hindrance for business travelers and others, that now if you have a laptop, if you have a tablet, that will not be allowed in the cabin on these long-haul flights.
Explain that to us, because so the laptops would not be allowed if you're flying from those countries also to those countries? And is it iPads? And you can still check them, right? They can go into your luggage, is my understanding, but you just can't bring them on the plane.
Yeah, you can check them in your check luggage and then get them on the other end. You just can't bring them on board. Anything larger than a cell phone is now going to be banned. Medical devices are exempt if you can prove that it's a necessary medical device. But these are flights directly to the U.S. and now to the U.K. as well. U.K. isn't quite as many countries, but most of them. But from Jordan, Egypt, Turkey, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. And that affects about 50 flights a day into the U.S., mainly on the East Coast as they come in. But there are some into other airports as well. And now they've got 96 hours to comply, these airlines. Some are already complying right now. Others say they need a bit more time to figure out screening and how they're going to deal with this and trying to weed out those laptops that find their way on board or tablets that find their way as well. And the belief here is that this should prevent, at least make it harder for a terrorist to get something on board, that security measures in some of these countries, in Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Qatar, may not be what they would be elsewhere if you were to get on a flight and go to Italy and then have to go through customs and go back through security, that something might be caught that might not have been caught at that original airport if folks try to go around this by going through other countries to the U.S.
Well, this goes back to this type of device that Al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula had devised about a decade ago, right? Even a little bit more than a decade ago, they tried to blow up a plane over Chicago using printer cartridges. And this was that that very, very talented bomber that, that we believe was actually killed in a drone strike, although I think it was unclear, right? I think we're yep. still wondering about that. We thought he was in the vehicle that they blew up, but they were never able to get confirmation of that. But this guy had built these barometric timer devices that were set to this is a very famous story in FBI history, talking about people who are doing the right thing and trying to make the country safe. This was a situation in which this guy had sent there from Sana'a, Yemen. This package was sent by way of international, one of the international cargo carriers from Sana'a, Yemen to London, and there was some question about that package when it arrived in London because the FBI on the ground in Sana'a did not trust the person who was sending this package, and they were aware of it. And so they sent FBI people to London to go into and find this package and go through it, and they found this really intricate device that had been concealed in printer cartridges in the original boxes. So when you opened it up, it just looked like a printer cartridge. But then mm-hmm. when you opened up the printer cartridge, you found this device. And it was designed to time itself to when it was over Chicago on approach to O'Hare to explode when it got below 5,000 feet, which would have scattered all of that debris all over the northwest side of Chicago.
Scary stuff.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And so this is the idea of this.
A lot of folks are now asking, in this case, because in that case it was set to go off on its own, why couldn't they just do that if it was in check luggage? And there's a chance that they could, but it's also much more difficult to say no electronic devices can be brought on board, checked, or carried on, that then you're really taking a hit out of business and business travel, and then the airlines take a hit at that point. There's a fine line that security walks with, okay, what's going too far here in impacting those who need to travel and those who need to do work. And the belief is that in such a tiny package, in a laptop or in a tablet, that the technology may be, and this is just kind of a general belief, not coming from any officials, that it would be much more difficult to fit all of that in and have it set up to some kind of a timer device or pressure device without having a human actually trigger it. But the possibility is always there, and this is apparently trying to lessen the possibility enough by not allowing somebody to have hands-on on one of these devices on board these planes coming from these countries.
So it's the 10 airports in Middle Eastern countries and Africa that are affected, the flights coming from them. Has there been any pushback from any country or any airline that you know of about this ban, protesting what it entails? Or are they complying?
No, this actually came about yesterday because Royal Jordanian Airlines put it on Twitter before anybody had announced it, and they jumped on the U.S. before the U.S. announced it, and then ended up taking it down. And otherwise, we would not have had any clue until today that this was coming. But it's the affected airlines that come to the U.S. are Royal Jordanian, Egypt Air, Turkish Airways, Saudi Arabia Airlines, Kuwait Airways, Royal Air Maroc, and Etihad. From those countries and those airlines, we haven't heard a whole lot of pushback, but likely there is some. There are some folks who don't agree with this, don't think it's a good idea, but they seem to be complying right now. The airlines have 96 hours to comply. It's going to take some of the airlines, they say, a little bit of time to get this up and running. The other airlines say that they're good to go right now. Royal Jordanian, some of the others have said that they're going to immediately not allow passengers into the U.S. to come on board with those items. So there are some that are going to start this right away. Others are going to take several days. Senior officials were asked, okay, isn't this just giving a warning to terrorists to do it now? They're saying, well, potentially, but they want to put it in place, and that these airlines need some time to figure out how to do the screening and how to weed it all out.
Right. And it's unclear whether there's active intelligence because they don't want to comment on it. Although there was a congressman yesterday, very quickly, there was a congressman yesterday after the hearings from the Intel Committee who was asked about this, and he was a Democratic congressman, and he was incredibly circumspect when answering questions about it. So that gave me the indication that this is being taken very seriously in a bipartisan way up on Capitol Hill. So that may be the reason there has been this pushback. Alex Stone, Stone Pony, ABC News. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Alex.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Have fun in the basement.
Judy Bilek standing by with the WGN News coming your way in 2 minutes.